We take this opportunity to once again welcome you to the listening audience of Worth Baptist Hour, a weekly broadcast of the gospel that is produced by Worth Baptist Church. This is the pastor speaking. As this broadcast continues today, may I take this moment to remind you that the only way that we know that you listen to this broadcast is for you to write us and tell us. Our announcer has given to you our mailing address in the early part of the program. Once again, at the close of the broadcast, a mailing address will be given you. May I remind you that those of you who write this week will receive, free and postage paid, the booklet entitled Times Like These. I believe this booklet would be a blessing to you and to your home. Write us this week, and the booklet will be sent you free and postage paid. Our message for today's broadcast is entitled, For God and Country. My text you will find in the prophecy of Jeremiah, chapter 18. I shall read verses 7, 8, 9, and 10. Before I read my text, I invite you to join with me in a moment of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank Thee today that Thou hast made it possible for us once again to broadcast the gospel of redeeming grace. We thank Thee for the medium of radio and for all the listening audience. And it is our prayer for everyone who has tuned our way today that a special blessing might be theirs. For those new listeners who are listening for the very first time, for those who may just be passing through our city, and on their journey home or on vacation, whatever their cause and whatever their case, we pray that this broadcast today and the message of the gospel would be a blessing to them. Give us now in these moments the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit as we proclaim the truth as it is written in Thy Word. In Jesus' name we pray, and for His sake. Amen. Jeremiah chapter 18 and verse 7. At what instant I shall speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom, to pluck up and to pull down and to destroy it, if that nation against whom I have pronounced turn from their evil, I will repent of the evil that I thought to do unto them. And at what instant I shall speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom, to build and to plant it, if it do evil in my sight, that it obey not my voice, then I will repent of the good wherewith I said I would benefit them. Now through the prophet Jeremiah, God is making it known clearly that the nations of earth are in His hands. The destiny of the whole world, of the entire human race, your destiny, your future, your life, all of these things are in the hands of God. My message entitled, For God and Country, I trust will awaken each of us to the responsibilities we have, first to God and then to our nation. America is no longer the nation she used to be. Paul Harvey said, and I quote, I did not leave the old country. The old country left me. America is not in the true sense of the word a Christian nation. There is only one Christian nation. The Apostle Peter describes it in 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. There he refers to all believers in Christ who have become a holy nation. Now in every nation there are Christians, but America, with all of its churches, with all of its church institutions, is not a Christian nation in the true sense of the word. How Christian is a nation that has so much violence, divorce, robbery, murder, all of the crime bill last year, the whiskey bills, all of these things adding up together? They say to the thinking person that America is no longer the nation she used to be, and indeed America is not, in the true sense of the word, a Christian nation. Oh, I know that on our coins we have the inscription, In God We Trust. but someone has suggested that we add the words, only in emergencies, for it seems that we turn to God only in the time of severe emergencies. What about your own life? Are you trusting God in this moment? Do you honor God, or do you disrespect the laws and the day of God and the book of God? Christianity and patriotism have a great deal in common. One of the most loved hymns of patriotism is My Country, 'Tis of Thee. This hymn was written by a Baptist preacher, Samuel Smith, in the year 1832. And then the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America was also written by a Baptist preacher named Francis Bellamy in the year 1892. I am an American by birth and by choice. I was born in America, and I have chosen to remain in the land of the free and the home of the brave. I am a Christian by a new birth, because one day I made a choice. I decided that I would trust Jesus Christ as my Savior. And I am an American, and I am a Christian, and I am proud of both. There are two men whom I have always admired. One is in secular history, and one in sacred. One a statesman, the other a military man. In the sacred record of the Word of God, the man is Joshua, who said, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." It was Patrick Henry who said, "Give me liberty or give me death. I take my stand between these two men. I am for God and I am for our country. I choose the Constitution in its original form before it was tampered with by so many moderns and so many radicals and so many liberals in politics. I choose the Bible in its original form, likewise before it was tampered with by so many liberals in the field of religion." No one can deny today that America is a sick nation, but the cure is not found in a balanced budget, in a higher economy, in military might, in Wall Street, in any of these things. No, the cure is not found in these. There is but one cure for America's sickness, and that is for a great spiritual awakening. In 2 Chronicles chapter 7 and verse 14, we have these words, "If my people, who are called by my name, shall humble themselves, and pray, and seek my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, then will I forgive their sin, then will I heal their land." God is the great healer. He has prescribed the medicine, a great spiritual awakening for our country. Oh, it is my prayer today that men and women who hear this broadcast, and men and women all over this city and all over our state and all over this great nation, would recognize one eternal and undeniable truth, that unless America repents and turns to God, the judgment hand of God is upon this great nation. How shall we escape the judgment of God if we go on the way we have? Listen to what the wise Solomon says in Proverbs 14:34. "Righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people." In the Psalms 33 and verse 12 we read, "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord." And the prophet Isaiah chapter 60 and verse 12 declares, "For the nation that will not serve God shall perish." How true it is. Tracing the nations of the earth in past history, we learn that every nation, every kingdom, every government, every empire that forsook God and left God out of its plans, that nation, that kingdom, that empire was destroyed. Daniel Webster once said, "Whatever makes men good Christians makes them good citizens." I believe that men and women in this nation can be the right kind of citizens only as they're the right kind of Christians. We have four basic symbols of our freedom in the United States of America. They are, 1, the pencil, 2, the ballot, 3, a key, and 4, the Bible. Now, the pencil is a symbol of our freedom of speech and of the press. We must cherish that freedom. We must not abuse it. The ballot box is a symbol of our freedom to choose the kind of government that we want. This is another freedom that we must cherish, and God forbid that we should abuse it. The third symbol, the key, is a symbol of our freedom from unlawful search by the government. And the fourth symbol of our freedom is the Bible, the Word of God. There has never been another book like the Bible. There has never been another account, another record, another story like His story, the story of the Lord Jesus Christ. For this is what the Bible is all about. In the Old Testament, Christ is prophesied to come. In the New Testament, it is written historically that Jesus Christ has come, and that He was born of the Virgin, and that He suffered on Calvary's cross for the sins of all mankind. These symbols, the pencil, the ballot, the key, and the Bible, these are things that we should cherish, and these are things that we should never abuse nor take advantage of. To some, religious freedom means nothing more than the choice of churches that they can stay away from. But to those who have spiritual discernment, religious freedom guarantees us the right to worship where and when we want to worship. At the end of the arm of the Statue of Liberty is a torch. I suggest that this is a torch of freedom. Let freedom ring from our shores. This torch is a torch of truth. Someone has written, "Truth crushed to the earth shall rise again. The eternal years of God are hers. But error, writhing in pain, will die among its worshippers." Yes, that torch is a torch of truth. And that torch is a torch of hope. For America offers hope to people like no other nation in all the world. There are many things wrong in our country, we must all agree. But there is much that is right. It is our country. We must be for God and for country. And we sing, "God Bless America," in our nation. But I ask you, do we have any right to expect God to bless a nation that is forgetting Him? Do you know the destiny of the nation that forgets God? Listen to it from Psalm 9:17. "The wicked shall be turned into hell, and every nation that forgets God." America is forgetting God. We have forgotten the original principles upon which we were founded. We have forgotten the purpose for which we exist. God help us to turn as a nation back to the ancient path, back to the path of righteousness, back to the path of sobriety, back to the path of spiritual things, honoring Christ, and expecting then and only then that God will bless us. Do we have a right to expect the blessings of God upon a nation that substitutes gold for God? That substitutes the material for the spiritual? We have no right to expect God to bless us unless and until we begin to honor Him. And we can honor Him by honoring His book, the eternal Word of God. Someone has said that man has written over 32,600,000 laws, but he hasn't improved on the Ten Commandments. No nation on earth has ever or shall ever survive that discredits the Bible. The Bible saw the rise and fall of 4 great empires, the Babylonian, the Medo-Persian, the Greek, and the Roman. All of these empires are in the dust, but the Word of God still lives on. We can honor God by honoring His book. Gladstone, the famous English statesman, once said, and I quote, "I have known 95 great men of the world in my time. Of that number, 87 of them have been men who have a knowledge of the Word of God." We must honor God's Word in order to honor Him. Another way we can honor God is to honor His Son. Jesus said, "He that honoreth the Son honoreth the Father." Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He came into the world to save sinners. He came to bring salvation to all men of all nations, of all countries, of all continents, of all creeds, of all colors. Christ is the Savior of the world. You today can honor God by honoring His Son, by acknowledging and accepting Jesus Christ as your Savior. The gift of God is salvation through Jesus Christ. If our country continues to enjoy any greatness as a nation among the nations of earth, we must learn afresh and anew that we will have to honor God, and we can do this by honoring His Son, Jesus Christ. There's another way that our nation can honor God, and this is a way that you too can honor God, not only by honoring His book and honoring His Son, but by honoring the church. God has placed the church in the world today as a saving agency to cradle the gospel, to carry the gospel around the world. If you remove all the churches from our fair city today, it would not be a safe city to live in tonight. If you were to shut all the voices of the gospel preachers from off the radio or out of their pulpits today, and the church were to be closed, then our city would not be a city fit to live in. For the church has contributed significantly to the strength of this city and of this state and of our nation and of all nations of the earth. Let me ask you a personal question. Do you feel that you can honor the Church of the Living God by staying away from it today? Why not make up your mind that you will gather your family together this day and go to church and honor God by attending the church and hearing the gospel preached and fellowshipping with God's people? Why don't you make up your mind? Why do you not resolve this moment? Even now, resolve in your own heart that this day, this Sunday, this Lord's Day, you will begin to honor Christ and honor God by going to church. In so doing, you honor God's day. Sunday is the Lord's Day. God has given you 6 days to call your own. The seventh Sunday, the Lord's Day, the first day of the week, God calls His own. This is the Lord's Day. I trust that you will honor it by honoring Christ and honoring the church and honoring God's book, and in so doing, you will honor God. Again, I quote Daniel Webster, who said, "If we abide by the principles taught in the Bible, our country will go on prospering. But if not, no man can tell how sudden a catastrophe will overtake us and bury our glory in profound obscurity." Those are the wise words of a wise man. If indeed America does honor God and the teachings of the Bible, we can go on prospering. But if we do not honor God and honor His word and honor His book and honor His day and honor His gospel and honor His Son, how shall we expect to go on prospering? How do we expect to escape the judgment hand of God? I say again, as I said earlier in this message, unless America honors God and falls on her knees and forsakes her sin, we must expect the judgment hand of God upon us. Oh, I know that some might say, "But preacher, it can't happen to America. This is the land of the free. This is the home of the brave. This is the land of the stars and stripes." Yes, I know it is. I know that this nation has been blessed by God more than any nation in all the world. But I do know this: unless this nation turns to God and experiences a spiritual revolution and experiences a spiritual awakening and a revival that will turn us away from our sin and to God, we might as well get ready to expect the judgment hand of God upon us. And who knows how soon it may come. My prayer is that as a nation we will put ourselves in the place to be blessed by God. And I do pray, because I am for God and for this country, I do pray that God will bless America. that God will bless our nation with saved parents who will bring their children up in the fear and admonition of the Lord. What about you, parents, listening to this broadcast? What do your children get from you in the spiritual things of life? I pray that God will bless America with obedient and patriotic young people. Young man, hear me this moment. Don't throw your life away in dope and drinking and pleasure. Don't throw your life away in the hog pen of sin. Commit your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. Trust Him as your Savior. Be for God and for country in these dark and dismal days, and your life will be all the more richer and stronger if you'll do it. Honor Christ today, young man. Young woman, give Christ first place in your life. I pray that God will bless America with strong Bible-preaching churches. I pray that God will raise up more preachers all over this nation to proclaim the whole counsel of God, to preach the Bible as it is to people as they are. I pray that God will bless America with God-fearing political and religious leaders, men in high places, men in our state capital, men in our city government, men in the national government, men who will honor Christ in politics, in government, in business, in education, in the churches, in religious institutions. I do pray that God will bless America with these kind of men. And then I trust and I pray that God will bless America with a great spiritual revolution. May I say to you who are listening today to Worth Baptist Hour, we here at Worth Baptist Church have been praying in our own midst for a spiritual revolution. This has been the best summer in our history. You can share these blessings with us. Be a part of the spiritual revolution as you attend the services of Worth Baptist Church. Why not plan now to get the family together and come to Worth Baptist Church for our Sunday evening worship service, which begins at 7 o'clock. And I pray in this closing statement, in this closing moment of the broadcast, that you too will be for God and for your country. And may God bless you as you make that stand even now.